I'm getting tired of this intro. I would like to come up with something a little more extravagant, maybe a little more, you know, has a little more character, I guess, because, you know, every intro's, hey, what's up, everyone? I mean, I'll be real. It's classic, it's simple, gets to the point. It's a, hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Preston, and this is a typical podcast. It's not bad. It's not memorable, though. And I'd like to come up with something a little more unique. You know, something that might, like, because that doesn't tell you what this podcast is. It doesn't give you the vibe of it. You know, it doesn't give chaos, or it doesn't give little ha-has. It doesn't give any of that. That's the energy. That's not the energy you get from, hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston, and this is Typical Podcast. The energy that gives off is you're just at a desk. That's doesn't matter where this desk is. You're at a desk. That's what the energy of that intro gives. And, you know, I'm putting it out there. I'd like to come up with something. I don't think I'm coming up with something this episode. But if I throw it out there, then perhaps I'll find it one day. I just have to let it go, you know, drop this coin on the trail, continue my journey, and maybe if I get lost, or maybe if one on my way back, I find the coin again, and I'm like, I pick it up, and I'm like, yeah, I know what to do with this now. And with that said, hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston, and this is a Typical Podcast. I just want to say quickly, literally just quick, I don't have much to say about this, but about a week ago, maybe a little more, the YouTube versus TikTok boxing event happened, and I will say it wasn't terrible. I think it was the best event of this social media fighting stuff so far. It wasn't terrible, and it's the best it's been. That's what I'll say. There we go. Just, you're getting a pro critique from the social media boxing professional. Moving on. Like I said, I just wanted to say quickly, a good job to them, to anyone, everyone involved, because it was not terrible. It was not terrible in the slightest. Okay, here we go. Green screens. Sorry. I could segue better. Yeah, boxing, YouTube, TikTok. Green screens, by the way, are kind of fun. But they're also a pain in my ass. I just posted recently. I made a video where the premise was like, hey, the world's going back to normal. Let me show you what you missed out, or let me show you what you could do now. And in order to achieve this, I mainly made the concept of the video. I came up with it because I wanted to practice with green screens. So I used a green screen and just, you know, came up with the ideas of where I would be, road trip with Transformers, blah, 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 blah. Visiting Russia, visiting countries, you know, back to school, that sort of thing. Where I'd have stock footage in the background, a picture or whatever. I mainly wanted to do the video to just understand green screens and just play around with it. This video was very frustrating to do. It was very frustrating. And I'm glad I did it. And I'm glad I finished it. And I will say I did have fun. I did have fun doing it. But I also got really frustrated, like a lot. It was, the main reason is, like, I spent a whole day, like, I set up the green screen, and I knew it was going to be a learning curve. I already knew that going into it. I've never done it. I've never experienced it. But for one whole day, I didn't use any footage because I was just practicing, like, where I stand, where the lights go, how to prop, like, positioning the green screen properly, having that lit up pretty well. And then I had to like figure out how the camera, it was a whole process. It was a whole process. And then when I was done recording a little bit of something, I would, you know, eject the SD card from the camera, go to the computer, put it in, edit it quickly just so that way I could see what it would look like and like understand the values and everything. Oh my God, it was just, there was a lot of education. It was a lot of self-taught education. And I haven't done self-taught education like that in a long time. It was one of those times where in the moment you're like, I'm really frustrated. This is good that I'm glad I'm doing this, but I feel like I'm not doing anything at the same time. Because it felt like, again, this was a whole day of basically nothing came out of it. I was just practicing. I was just messing around with it. And the whole time I was like, what am I doing? I could be actually making a video or making a TikTok or, you know, coming up with that. I could be actually having something made, whereas I was just messing around. But again, it was good that I did that. It was good. But it was frustrating. It just felt, like I wasn't doing anything, but I'm glad I did it. And I hope people enjoyed the video, because I kind of think it's funny. That's the main reason why I made it, was both I wanted to practice with the green screen, and also I thought it was kind of funny. It's summertime officially, I think. I don't know when summertime officially starts. Like, I always thought when it was like the beginning of June it starts, but I guess it's different. I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, it's when school's over. I don't know when school's over. I'm not in the high school system anymore. But yeah, summer's here. We've got the hot ass sun again. We've got, when it's windy, we got hot ass wind. We got clear skies, at least where I live. I don't know about wherever you guys are. If you're in Seattle, I've been told it just rains pretty much all the time. I don't know if it rains in the summertime. Again, I've never been there. I'm just assuming. I'm guessing. I'm just throwing a educated assumption. But okay, summertime, summer activities. What are the best things to do? Swimming, obviously. That's summer and swimming. That's hand in hand. Like, I think a lot of people think summer. They think swimming. They think, you know, driving, shirtless people, swim shorts, just swimming, just hot weather and just being outside. But summertime, it's not like that everywhere. So what are some not as popular or not as well-known summer activities that go down in other places? This sucks because I actually have no idea. But if I was to guess, I'm assuming in certain countries or certain places in the world, summertime, there's still snow and it's probably cold there. That's kind of weird. That's kind of weird to think about, like snowing, sledding in the summertime. Because traditionally, in movies, you know, in movies and all that, traditionally it's all about summertime, outside, beach, surfing. That's what summer is, really much, pretty much. What the fuck is wrong? Really much? I'm sorry, people. I've been home alone for like 2 weeks. I've been surviving. I have had no one to talk to except my animals. And, you know, I've been eating, but I guess I'm not eating properly because my brain is functioning less and I'm not using, my sentences are apparently not coherent. I've lost brain functionalities. Sorry, I had to reboot for a moment. What were we talking about? Summer? I'm just kidding. With summertime, there comes confidence. There also comes insecurities. You know, as we said, summertime, beach, outside, outdoors, shirtless, swimming. But you know what? Not everyone's shirtless. Sometimes, if you're at a place a resort, a destination where you would go swimming, not everyone takes their shirt off. Maybe it's because they're insecure. Maybe it's because they actually like to swim with a shirt. Maybe it's because there's an alien, and if they take their shirt off, it's actually their skin, so they can't take the shirt off because it's their skin. I think I'm losing my mind, people. It's been 2 weeks. No contact with anyone. I've just been talking to my dogs and my cats. I have, and myself, if we're being honest. Yeah, I don't have much prepared for this episode. And that might be evident, but we're going to trooper on, and this may turn into the best episode, or it could be go down in history as one of the worst episodes, or maybe it's just forgettable, but we'll find out at the end, won't we? I don't want to know which one it is, don't tell me, but we'll figure this out. Oh my God, it's, how do people, some people live by themselves. Some people, like, I won't lie, for the first week, I was very productive. I was in, like, this grind mode of just ideas and recording and editing. And I was like, well, this is nice. This is nice. And then the second week, you're like, oh, it's another week of this. Okay. And then we're human beings. We need people. You might, even if you're an introvert, you need someone, you know? You need another person. You need people. That's what, that's how we survived throughout history. That's our greatest strength. But at the exact same time, it's also our greatest weakness, if you think about it. Because if you have other people, who you just doesn't work. Just depends on the people, you know. You can have a great time or you can have a terrible time. Yeah, so how do people live by themselves like this? I'm assuming they either have to be like always asking people to hang out, or like, what? How do you do this? Because I could not do this for. I mean, obviously, I can. I won't cut myself short. I could do this. I could live by myself for. Honestly, a year. I could probably do it a year. But I would definitely be. I wouldn't be in just solidarity by myself. I would be asking friends to hang out. I would have people come over every now and then. Or I go to, you know, that sort of thing. But if you were to just be by yourself with no one, like, I guess the common question is, if everyone on the world just disappeared, what would you do? How would you do it? Or how would that be? Just being in the world with no one, that's crazy. Because then you have nothing to, like, do. You also have no one to do. You have nothing to do. You have no one to do. You have nothing to prove to anyone or anything other than yourself. So do you get in the mindset of, damn, I'm the last one left. To prove to myself I've gotta survive. Like, is that what you're proving? Or is it just like, what's the point? Like, if you were just the single person, do you get in the, I have something to prove to myself that I can survive and I can do this? Or is it just, well, there's no one here, so what's the point? I guess I'll survive, but like, what's the point? Or is it like, I guess I have no point of surviving, so what? And then you, if we, with this question, if we sprinkle in, I don't know, maybe a few more people, let's go with two. If there was two people left on the world, then do things change? Do you suddenly become, oh, well, now I have something to prove for this person? And also, without question, if it's just two people, doesn't matter who you are or what you are, they're falling in love. They're falling in love. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Give it enough time. They're doing stuff. They're kissing. They're doing things, okay? It does not matter. I promise you. If there's just two people, both people could be incredibly ugly or incredibly unattractive to the other person or incredibly just really gets on the other person's nerves. But if they're the only two people on the world, they're doing things. I promise you. Yeah, this is just a chill episode. What are you guys doing? I feel like I don't talk to you guys enough, the listeners and viewers. So what are you doing? And I know it's weird for me to ask because I can't hear the responses, but you know, maybe this is what someone needs. Maybe they just want to be listened to. Or just talk. Whether you actually say it out loud or you're just thinking. What are you doing? Like right now, as of this moment, I would like to. Like, what do people do when they're watching or listening to this? Are they exercising? Are they just laying down? Are they about to fall asleep? Do you listen to my voice when you're falling asleep? That's kind of cute. I appreciate that. Just, this is my voice as you're falling asleep. Just, this is it. And then you fall asleep. Now. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, what else is there? You listen while you're doing chores? Do you listen while you're in the car? I mean, you could listen, at least myself, I don't really listen to podcasts unless I'm in the car, unless it's like a flight or a very long road trip, maybe. And what else? What else? Okay, so we know. All right, okay, so now I got an idea of where people do this at. Oh, I guess maybe some people do it while they eat. This is the vibe of this episode. It's just chill. I think that's where I'm going to end this episode. This was a very laid back and chill episode, which I guess either I'm sorry or no. Well, you know what? No, if you're at this point and you're listening, then that means you stuck through it and maybe you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, thank you. It was chill. Okay. It was very, very chilled and laid back. But thank you guys for watching or listening, and see you guys next week.